No, I'm very pleased with the way we competed tonight against Cherry, who obviously defending state champs. Class A, they proved they are who they have been set out to be, and you know, they're going to have a really good season, of course, and their kids are so good, both on both sides of the court. You know, obviously we played well tonight. We had the lead for much of the game. You know, ran out of some gas maybe. Maybe they just made more plays down the stretch than us, but I know they it seemed like they really locked in defensively in that second half, and everything we got was really, really tough. Just their on-ball defenders were really so good at staying in front of us. So obviously, as the year goes on, we'll be able to, you know, put in a little more action and try to free up our guys a little bit more. Right now in December, we're really, really probably limited in our playbook. But I thought our kids kept battling and, you know, found a way sometimes. We'd like to get to the free throw line maybe a little bit more in the second half would be a big key. But, you know, some of that is just a tribute to Cherry and how good they are on both sides of the court. And then they knocked down some big shots, you know, kind of. This reminds me a lot of our first game of the year against Park Christian, where we had a lead, not a comfortable lead, but a battle back and forth lead. And then at the end, they just were able to get baskets and we weren't. So, but super proud of our guys. Obviously, we're playing shorthanded tonight without Mason Larson. I think he would have definitely made an impact on this game, and we'll get him back though. Here heading into next week. So Jordan Christensen, head coach from Cherry, got to know him last year, but maybe one of these times we'll get to play against him when we have a full squad. So, but no, it was a lot of fun tonight, and the boys, like I said, really proud of their effort.